Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Lucy's Blade by John Lambshead, narrated by Gary Furlong. Prologue. A room in Queen Elizabeth's palace. The trouble with magic is that it consists of 99 parts boredom and 1 part undiluted, gut-twisting terror. At the moment, they were still in the boredom stage. The terror would come later. Simon Tunstall didn't mind boredom. He was a secretary, a keeper of secrets for Sir Francis Walsingham, who was one of the Queen's greatest statesmen. Boredom was in the job description. Secretaries attended meetings and made notes. They kept records and archived papers. Occasionally, when feeling particularly energetic and daring, they might index something. Simon had been considering recording the documents in the large trunk behind his desk. These were the files marked English Families with Sons Training as Jesuit Priests. Most of all, secretaries kept their mouths shut. All the shutters in the room were tightly closed to keep out the summer sun. A brazier burnt in each corner. The fumes contributed to the general fog. Simon's eyes stung, and the smell of wood smoke and burning herbs was too acrid for comfort. Slim rays of light surreptitiously penetrated through cracks in the shutters to illuminate the rolling banks of incense in shafts of light. Dr. John Dee meticulously traced a pentagram in chalk on the floor, using a rule so that the lines were straight and the angles perfect. The magician consulted a large volume that had been newly bound in cow's leather. Simon sneaked a look at the book's title, which was written in Dee's own hand across the spine.